Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Good morning, Oregon. It's Thursday, January 21st. This is Elliot Noose with your news briefing from The Oregonian and Oregon Live. Mass Inauguration Day demonstrations expected in Oregon largely failed to materialize amid heightened law enforcement presence. There were only a handful of protesters outside the state capitol in Salem. Federal law enforcement officials had warned last week of demonstrations targeting state houses across the country. In Portland, an angry but disordered crowd of about 200 marched in northeast Portland, and some smashed windows at the Democratic Party of Oregon headquarters. Several were arrested. People in the group carried anti-police and anti-war banners. Another group was expected to gather late Wednesday outside a U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement facility in South Portland. Protesters there have frequently clashed with federal officers. There also were Inauguration Day celebrations, including a car parade in northeast Portland, and several events held virtually. At least three former Oregon political candidates, all people of color, received robocalls with threatening messages on Tuesday, the day before President Joe Biden was inaugurated. Shaba Woodley, who ran for the U.S. House of Representatives in 2016, said he got a phone call from an unverified number on Tuesday. He heard a robotic voice that said, "We are watching you. You are either with us or against us." The voice also mentioned the inauguration. Ibrahim Taher, who ran for the U.S. Senate in 2020, and another former political candidate said they got the same call. Woodley said he had reported the call to the FBI. A big COVID-19 vaccination clinic in Salem hasn't lived up to projections for getting Oregonians inoculated. The operation, overseen by Salem Health, has given nearly 19,000 doses of the COVID-19 vaccine during its 9 days open, but it's fallen short of the 250 vaccinations per hour capacity touted by Oregon Governor Kate Brown, and it's had to close 3 of the last 12 days, further decreasing throughput. The inconsistent start underscores the challenge ahead for achieving mass vaccinations of Oregonians. An even bigger operation is set to open Wednesday at the Oregon Convention Center in Portland, run by the region's 4 largest healthcare providers. Vaccinations there will be available by appointment only to members of groups eligible to get the vaccination under state rules. Oregon's unemployment rate climbed to 6.4% in December, up from 6% the prior month. It's the first increase in several months as the state hunkered down amid a sharp increase in COVID-19 infections. The state shed 25,500 jobs last month, according to data out Wednesday from the Oregon Employment Department, with the biggest losses in the leisure and hospitality sector. Governor Kate Brown ordered restaurants and bars to shut down indoor service in late November as the infection rate soared to unprecedented levels. Statewide, nearly 126,000 Oregonians were classified as unemployed in December. Some weather apps are predicting that Portland will see snow early next week. The National Weather Service says, yes, there's a chance, but the odds of flakes on the Willamette Valley floor are slim at best. Colder temperatures, however, are a more certain bet. Thanks for listening. Get the latest at OregonLive.com and support our journalism with a subscription at OregonLive.com/podsupport.